you must be feeling pretty good this morning.
Yeah, I think it was a good win last night. It's always good when you go for a travel down to Melbourne and come back with a win. It makes the trip easier.
Run us through that moment where you got the ball and then you had to deliver.
Basically from Macker, I was through my head. It was basically don't fumble the ball and don't spray the kick. So I was kind of, I had to have a look around and make sure I wasn't going to get chased down. And got it in the end, which is good.
What was the crowd like when that happened?
Oh, I didn't really face the crowd. I turned around to celebrate with the boys, so I think the crowd was up and about what I saw in the vision. So it was good to see. We got such great fans down there, and it was good to have a win for them.
Yeah, cool. Longmire has said it wasn't about revenge, but was it sort of about revenge?
Not really. I think, look, we want to go out there and win each week. We know they're such a quality side, and we knew if we won this game, it puts us two ahead of those blokes. So it's really good to set up our season. And the main thing is we come out next week and bring that same aggression and same intensity.
It looked like a finals match out there with the atmosphere and the intensity. Did it feel a little bit like a finals game?
Yeah, definitely. I think the first quarter was probably the most heated quarter we've had for the year. And it was really good to see that everyone brought that mentality. They brought it as well, and it was a really physical contest. We know we thrive off that. We know our pressure, when we get that right, that everything flows from there. So it was good to see. It was straight from the start.
And that sort of level of aggression, is there a bit of a rivalry building between the clubs, or is it just two of the heavyweights sort of trying to put everything on the line?
Yeah, I think it's probably just two good sides going at it. That's the main thing. We know, yeah, you can't. If you're 2% off, you're going to get rolled by those teams, and you're going to get absolutely belted. So, we've been finishing games really well, and we wanted to get our start right, which we did.
It was very physical out there, though. I guess busted and bruised this morning. You guys, you did fight fairly physical.
Yeah, I think the main thing is all the boys are pulled up fine, so there's no injuries, and that's the main thing. So it's a bit of fun to have a bit of a scuffle. So it was good to see.
Ankara, I mean, obviously people were sort of getting, running into the power of the main field. They were well yesterday, and you still managed to find enough goals to win the match. How encouraging is that?
Yeah, it's really good. I think now we've got Joey, and Macca was able to slip forward as well, and Reedy as well. So it's great to see we've got so much depth going through that forward line. And the thing is, with Tipo and Bud, they didn't kick a goal. Tipo kicked a couple, but Bud didn't. And the main thing is that they bring the ball to the ground, and they create such a contest, and they take the best defender each week. So even when they're not on the scoreboard, they're still so crucial for us to be putting that pressure on and bringing the ball to the ground.
No one's going to be buying Bud any donuts again this week, are they?
No. We'll leave him alone this week.
As you said, Buddy was fairly quiet. How did he take that? No goals? It's a bit strange.
Yeah, a little bit, but he's able to play higher up the ground as well. I think it's a thing that we've got at the moment. We're able to keep him deep at times and play him up through the midfield. He's in the centre bounces a little bit on the weekend. So, it's good to see. He's so, I guess he's able to play anywhere on the field, which is such a strength for us.
Jared McVay, very good last night.
Yeah, I think it was a captain's game to really stand up like that in the dying moments and kick those two goals. We really look to him to stand up in those big moments, and that's just why we love him, why he's our captain, and it was great to see him stand up.
Carlton in the sun, so I guess a couple on Friday first up, go into that one, fairly quick turnaround.
Yeah, it is a quick turnaround. I think this week will be a lot about recovery and stuff like that, so we'll have to be pretty diligent with that.
Carlton and the Suns, I guess they're not going so great, so you must feel fairly confident going into those couple of weeks ahead.
Oh, I guess at the moment we've been playing some good footy, so the confidence is up and about at the moment, but we know the way the season's panning out, that if you're 1% or 2% off, then any team's going to roll you. And there's been some big upsets this year, and we want to come in with the same mindset this week and next week. So that's the main thing. We have the same mindset each week and play our four quarters and our Swans style footy.
So Giants and Swans are now 3-4 on the ladder. It hasn't happened. Two Sydney teams right up top. What's that like to sort of have them chasing you guys?
Yeah, they're doing really well at the moment. I think their list is running out games well. They're improving each game, and you see their confidence is up and about, and blokes like Jeremy Cameron and Dylan Shields are really taking the game to another level. And I think they're a really they're a great team. They're going to be a big contender this year, and they'll probably, well, I think they'll go definitely deep in the finals.
How important was it for the Swans to stand up and look out of this game? You've been pretty good all year, but you go back to the granny last year, and obviously that was a bad memory for you. So how important is it for the midfield,
particularly the lift for you? Yeah, I think, midfield, that's where we get our first opportunity to set the tone, and we know if we'll let them get easy clearances, and it puts pressure on the back line. So I guess it always starts with the midfield, locking the ball in or getting it surging our way. So, it puts a lot of pressure on us to get the job done, but it's good to say that there's a lot of confidence at the moment in our midfield, and Tommy Mitchell coming in, there's a lot more depth, and myself and Joey can go forward a little bit more. And I think it's pretty hard. Yeah, for teams hopefully to shut us down if they go to Kieran Jack or Hanbury, then Joey gets off the chain. If they go to someone else, then someone else will pop up. So it's hopefully challenging for teams to match up against.
And you mentioned you have two wings ahead of the Hawks now, but everyone, I guess, is still two wings behind the Dockers. So there's still a lot of the season to go. But how confident are you that you might be able to catch the Dockers and still make a run for first spot?
Yeah, I think. We don't look too far ahead. I think it's basically we want to win next week, and we want to win the week after. That's the only way we're going to get there. So the main thing is we focus on this week against Carlton, get our bodies right, and come out firing again.
Is it with Carlton, is it as much a key of getting your mind right as your body right? Because everybody in the football world expect you to win that one way, I suppose.
Yeah, I think basically we have a set measurements that we have each week, and we need to hit them again next week, and our 1% is our pressure. We didn't bring that from the start. And Carlton's still a very talented side. They've got a great list, and I know they're probably not in great form at the moment, but they've definitely got a lot of gun players who can get off the chain if you let them.
And yesterday, where does that run almost?
Oh, yeah, it's a really good win, I don't think. So I think we've had some really good wins this year. I think Geelong, again, last week was a good win, and this week was. I think it's great to win against quality teams so early in the season. And it gives you confidence going through the rest of the season.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, mate.